理课堂听 class.com。
Like many other rude, violent, filthy people, Carmelita Spatz had a bunch of friends who were always happy to help her torment people, probably to avoid being tormented themselves. In a few seconds, it seemed like the entire cafeteria was banging their silverware and chanting,
"Cake sniffing orphans in the orphan shack!"
The three siblings stepped closer together, craning their necks to see if there was any possible place to which they could escape and eat their lunch in peace.
"Oh, leave them alone, Carmelita," a voice cried over the chanting.
The Baudelaires turned around and saw a boy with very dark hair and very wide eyes. He looked a little older than Klaus and a little younger than Violet and had a dark green notebook tucked into a pocket of his thick wool sweater.
"You're the cake sniffer, and nobody in their right mind would want to eat with you anyway. Come on," the boy said, turning to the Baudelaires. "There's room at our table."
"Thank you very much," Violet said in relief and followed the boy to a table that had plenty of room. He sat down next to a girl who looked absolutely identical to the boy. She looked about the same age, and also had very dark hair, very wide eyes, and a notebook tucked into the pocket of her thick wool sweater. The only difference seemed to be that the girl's notebook was pitch black. Seeing two people who look so much alike is a little bit eerie, but it was better than looking at Carmelita Spatz, so the Baudelaire sat down across from them and introduced themselves. "I'm Violet Baudelaire," said Violet Baudelaire, "and this is my brother Klaus and our baby sister Sunny."
"It's nice to meet you," said the boy. "My name is Duncan Quagmire, and this is my sister, Isadora. And the girl who was yelling at you, I'm sorry to say, was Carmelita Spatz."
"She didn't seem very nice," Klaus said.
"That is the understatement of the century," Isadora said. "Carmelita Spatz is rude, filthy, and violent, and the less time you spend with her, the happier you will be."
"Read the Baudelaire's the poem you wrote about her," Duncan said to his sister.
"You write poetry?" Klaus asked.
He had read a lot about poets, but he had never met one.
"Just a little bit," Isadora said modestly. "I write poems down in this notebook. It's an interest of mine."
"Sappho!"
Sunny shrieked, which meant something like, "I'd be very pleased to hear a poem of yours." Klaus explained to the Quagmires what Sunny meant, and Isadora smiled and opened her notebook. "It's a very short poem," she said. "Only two rhyming lines."
"That's called a couplet," Klaus said. "I learned that from a book of literary criticism."
"Yes, I know," Isadora said, and then read her poem, leaning forward so Carmelita Spatz would not overhear. "I would rather eat a bowl of vampire bats than spend an hour with Carmelita Spatz." The Baudelaires giggled and then covered their mouths so nobody would know they were laughing at Carmelita.
"That was great," Klaus said. "I like the part about the bowl of bats."
"Thanks," Isadora said. "I would be interested in reading that book of literary criticism you told me about. Would you let me borrow it?" Klaus looked down. "I can't," he said. "That book belonged to my father, and it was destroyed in a fire." The Quagmires looked at one another, and their eyes grew even wider. "I'm very sorry to hear that," Duncan said. "My sister and I have been through a terrible fire, so we know what that's like. Did your father die in the fire?"
"Yes, he did," Klaus said. "And my mother, too."
Isadora put down her fork, reached across the table, and patted Klaus on the hand. Normally, this might have embarrassed Klaus a little bit, but under the circumstances it felt perfectly natural.
"I'm so sorry to hear that," she said. "Our parents died in a fire as well. It's awful to miss your parents so much, isn't it?"
"Blowny," Sunny said, nodding. "For a long time," Duncan admitted, "I was afraid of any kind of fire. I didn't even like to look at stoves." Violet smiled. "We stayed with a woman for a while, our Aunt Josephine, who was afraid of stoves. She was afraid that they might explode."
"Explode?" Duncan said. "Even I wasn't afraid as all that. Why aren't you staying with your Aunt Josephine now?"